Double laughed nervously.
If you see any twinkling lights trying to lead us someplace, ignore them, mate. They're trouble.
Biscuit gripped his friend's paw firmly.
They're worse than trouble, mate. They're whites.
It was still dark when they emerged into a clearing. Biscuit splashed into a tiny streamlet which flowed through it. Immediately they threw themselves down, drinking the cold, clear water greedily. Biscuit splashed some across his face.
That feels good. I hadn't realised I was so thirsty. How about you?
Double passed him a paw full of vegetation.
Look! Watercress! It ain't much, but it's good enough for hungry bellies. Wait there. Let's see what else is growing round about. There's always a bit to be had around stream banks, even little ones.
Biscuit ventured as far as the trees on the fringe of the sward, where he found a few mushrooms growing beneath some shrubbery. Double returned to the streamlet with other edibles he had gathered. Pepperwort, the leaves and stems of which had a hot but pleasant taste. He also had some wood sorrel and a few half-ripe raspberries. They shared the result of their forage, lounging beside the tinkling streamlet. Double lay back, patting his stomach.
Well, it wasn't much, but at least it was something, matey. I tell you, I'd give anything for a quick snooze right now. Can't remember the last time I had a decent sleep.
Biscuit was inclined to agree with him.
Me too. I can't keep my eyes open. What say we find somewhere sheltered and nap till daylight?
Double stifled a yawn.
Right, lead me to it, bucko.
Following the stream out of the clearing, they searched for the likely spot. Biscuit found it. An ancient black poplar. The tree was long dead and fallen flat. On closer inspection, it turned out to be a hollow trunk. Double crouched low, scrambling into it gratefully.
We couldn't have found a better place for a little sleep than this. Tis built for the job, mate.
Biscuit crawled in beside him.
What do you mean, we? I was the one who found it. Move over, mate. Do you want all the room for yourself?
The Gowsham Shrew grabbed a pawful of dry pulp and tossed it at the red wall mouse, giggling.
Oh, go to sleep and stop moaning, Swaggletail.
Biscuit retaliated with two paw loads of the pulp.
Swaggletail, is it? Well, take that, Twingy Snow.
As young ones will, they fought playfully, laughing and shouting as they forgot their strange surroundings. The dark cloaked creature who had been watching them since they left the clearing spoke in low tones to his band.
All right. Get them nets and clubs. Soon as they nod off, we'll have them. Not a sound now, especially you, Gobbo. Do you hear me?
The one called Gobbo replied indignantly.
Not a sound, eh? You're making more noise than all of us put together.
Biscuit and Double gradually fell asleep, unaware how short their taste of freedom had been.